is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. We are joined on the phone. Great catching up with Kelsey Kula. Kelsey, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
I'm so great, Matt. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime, Kelsey. So it's exciting time for you. You got a lot going on. So I want to ask you about your new tune, You Fight Dirty. This is a great song. Tell us a little bit about this one and kind of the story behind it, the writing process, and how your new one kind of came to be.
Yeah, so I actually wrote this song 9 years ago. So I've had this one on the back burner for a really long time, but it's a song that I have played in every show since I wrote it. So I've always loved this song, but I think with this song, I've always just been scared to kind of give it to somebody to kind of put their spin on it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've loved this song and I was, you know, I didn't know how I wanted it to sound like recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was always scared that, well, if I don't know how I want it to sound, how the producer and musician's going to know how to make
right.
it sound. And so when I submitted this song, actually, it was my husband, Eric Etheridge, that he was kind of like, you know, twisted my arm and said, hey, Kelsey, you gotta put this song in the mix. And
yeah.
So I was like, okay, fine. So I put it in the mix. Everybody loved it. And so when we went to record it, I like was kind of holding my breath. But the minute that the musicians and the producer like heard the work tape, they just started putting their own spin on it. And I was like, oh my goodness. I was just like over the moon excited because like, out of anything that I could have pictured, it never would have turned out like this. And this is way better than I could have even imagined. So I know I'm hyping the song up, but I am really just so excited about how it's turned out and how excited I am about this song.
That's wonderful to hear. You should be super excited. It's a fantastic song. I think everyone is loving it and they've loved it for a very long time. Now, the music video you released here recently, where was the music video filmed? Because it looks like it's like a ghost town in the middle of nowhere. Where was that filmed?
Yeah, pretty much. It was just shot out in down in the States. So I have actually shot photos there before
Okay. And
all this places. It is a ghost town in the middle of nowhere. So but that is where we shot it. It's a very, very cool place. Everywhere you turn the camera is a scene out of a movie pretty much. So it was very Western, very cool. It's definitely the vibe.
It's amazing. I absolutely love the scenery and it just
Thank you.
I love the vibe of the song and then the music video. It just goes hand in hand, goes perfectly with it. You also recently redid cover a song. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of the cover song that you released here recently and kind of your connection with that one?
Yeah, so we redid I May Hate Myself in the Morning because, I mean, I grew up on Leanne Womack music. My mom used to play it and my aunt used to play it like, they had all of her CDs and, you know, they'd always crank her up whenever she was on the radio. And so like, I knew that song by heart. I literally sang it all the time as like a, you know, 3-year-old, 4-year-old and just, you know, always loved that song. And so when the opportunity came to, you know, record it, I absolutely was on board and was so excited to do it. And how could you not like love that song?
Absolutely.
And I mean, we made it as close to the original as possible, just with my voice on it.
For sure.
And you know, it's been getting a really good response on social media and people are like, oh, what's this song? I love this song of yours. And I'm like, it is not mine. It's Leanne Womack, but I'm glad you love my version of it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, I'm a big fan. I have been for quite some time of Leanne Womack and you did an awesome job, again, singing her classic. I May Hate Myself in the Morning. It's a great song. And maybe again, a whole new generation of music fans will love that tune as well. Hearing your take on it, which I think is really cool.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, joined right now by Kelsey Kula. Kelsey, what's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you in the next little bit? Are you planning to be busy playing a lot of live shows this summer? Continuing to songwrite. What's on the way for me in the next little bit?
Oh my goodness, it is going to be a very wild year this year. It's so busy. We've got a ton of shows. I'm going to be opening on the road for Nico Moon on tour.
Very cool.
So that's going to be really fun. It's going to be some US and Canadian dates. So make sure that you check those out. I'm going to be coming to Saskatoon. So
nice.
Make sure and get those tickets. And Regina, actually.
Oh, awesome.
And so, or maybe just Saskatoon. Sorry. But go and check that on my website and
no,
then I'll have the tickets
awesome.
Are linked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we're going to be obviously releasing more new music, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, just going to be on the road, so a lot of shows, a lot of new music, and just maybe some more covers too, so
Very
stay
cool.
tuned.
Very cool. Well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting next little bit for you, and we are super, super pumped. Before we let you go, Kelsey, brand new to the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up this year, we have a bit of a lightning round, so we're going to get to know you a little bit better. So a few questions here we got for you. So we're going to get right into it. Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or talk to animals?
Ooh, definitely speak every language in the
Yeah,
world.
I
Absolutely.
think that'd be very cool. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. It's very kind
It's not like
that
a, it's not like a, ev it's not like a every time, but
now. Right.
definitely I'm not like one of those people that are like, oh, absolutely not.
Well, that's a controversial topic sometimes, Kelsey. So pineapple on pizza
I know, I
can
know. I'm
get
getting in
pe
the, I feel like I picked a side and
No,
now I
I
gotta,
well,
I'm kind of
I've picked a
backpedaling
side
here.
also. Kelsey, I've picked a side also. I've been very open that I love pineapple on pizza, and it is what it is. But
Oh, okay.
it can be very controversial. Dream vacation, what's kind of a bucket list place you'd like to go?
Oh my goodness, a bucket list. I would probably have to say, like Thailand.
Oh, nice. That's a good one. I
You
like it.
know, I always feel like, you know, all those influencers like post those videos and pictures of how
Yeah.
beautiful it is there, and I think that that'd be amazing.
That's awesome. Another animal question. If you could be any animal, what would you be? What's your favorite animal?
Well, I love horses,
Yes.
so I'd probably have to say a horse.
That's been picked a couple of times, actually. Horses. It's a popular answer. Favorite
They're
movie?
just there. They're so majestic and
Yeah, I
sorry.
agree. No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Especially in the Western kind of lifestyle, horses.
Right.
It's a solid pick. Do you have a favorite movie or a favorite movie genre?
I am a rom-com girl all the way.
Okay.
Like, give me something to laugh at with a
Yeah.
little bit of love in it, and I'm there.
Very cool. That's awesome. First concert you attended, do you remember?
Man, do I remember my first concert? I think my first concert was a Martina McBride concert in Saskatoon.
Awesome. Recently, I don't know when that concert was, but somebody also said the Martina McBride concert in Saskatoon actually was a
Really? That's
yeah.
funny.
So yeah, I've
Yeah,
heard
no,
that one before.
I was a, yeah, I had a backstage pass and everything. I have a
Oh.
picture. I gave her roses and
Really? Oh,
just
wow.
like, yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, that was my first
That's
concert.
cool. I love it. I've never seen Martina it live, but that would be amazing. I love her.
She was amazing.
Yeah, I would think so. If you were given any chance to explore beneath the ocean or go to outer space, which would you prefer? What would you choose?
Ooh, not the ocean. No. So I would definitely say space. No,
That's
I
one of
am
my
like,
favorite
I
questions.
am. The ocean scares me. I have to say, I probably would pick space. Space scares me too, but I think it's like a less scary thing.
Right, that's why I love that question so much, is because both things kind of are fearful for a lot of people. So that one's one of my
Yeah,
favorites.
there's literally nothing more that would scare me than like being like in a submarine or anything
Oh
like that.
yeah.
I would just have to be knocked out because I don't think I could handle
Oh wow. Yeah,
it.
no, both situations though can be pretty scary. And finally, if you
True.
if would you like to climb a mountain or jump from a plane?
Ooh. Probably climb a mountain, I'd say.
Yes, that was probably
I
my
like my feet
pick.
on the ground.
Yeah, that's probably my pick as well. Kelsey, thank you so much for doing this. It's always great catching up with you. We really appreciate it. Again, loving the new music, and we can't wait with what's on the way from you. So we really appreciate your time and all the best. Thanks again.
Thanks so much, Matt. So great talking to you. Take care.